Chapter 14. Then Judith said to them,
"Listen to me, my brothers. Take this head and hang it upon the parapet of your wall. As soon as day breaks, when the sun rises on the earth, let each of you take up his weapons and let every able-bodied man rush out of the city and set a captain over them, as if you were about to go down into the plain against the advanced guard of the Assyrians. Only do not go down. Then they will seize their armor and hurry into their camp and rouse the generals of the Assyrian army. When they run into the tent of Holofernes and do not find him, panic will seize them, and they will flee before you. Then you and all who live within the borders of Israel will pursue them and strike them down in their tracks. But before doing all this, summon Achior the Ammonite for me so that he may see and recognize the man who despised the house of Israel, the man who sent him to us as if to his death."
So they called Achior from the house of Uzziah. When he came and saw the head of Holofernes in the hand of one of the men in the assembly of the people, he fell down on his face in a faint. Then after they lifted him up, he threw himself at Judah's feet in homage and said,
"Blessed are you in every tent of Judah, and in every nation, those who hear your name will be struck with terror. But now, tell me all that you have done during these days."
So in the presence of the people, Judith told him all that she had done from the day she had left until the moment she began speaking to them. When she had finished her account, the people raised a great shout, and their city resounded with joyful noise. When Achior saw all that the God of Israel had done, he believed firmly in God. So he circumcised the flesh of his foreskin and has been united with the house of Israel until this day. At the break of dawn, they hung the head of Holofernes on the wall. Then every man took up their weapons and went out in companies to the mountain passes. When the Assyrians saw them, they notified their captains. These in turn went to the generals and the division leaders and to all their other commanders. They came to Holofernes' tent and said to the one in charge of all his personal affairs,
"Wake up our lord, for the slaves have dared to come down against us to give battle to their utter destruction."
So Bagoas went in and knocked at the entry of the tent, for he supposed that he was sleeping with Judith. But when no one answered, he parted the curtains, entered the bedchamber, and found him sprawled on the floor, a headless corpse. And he broke into a loud clamor of weeping, groaning, and howling, and rent his garments. Then he entered the tent where Judith had lodged, and when he did not find her, he rushed out to the troops and shouted,
"The slaves have tricked us! A single Hebrew woman has brought disgrace upon the house of King Seleucus. Look, Holofernes is lying on the ground, headless."
When the commanders of the Assyrian army heard these words, they rent their tunics, and their souls were seized with consternation, and their loud cries and howlings arose throughout the camp.